Hi, this is Mike Rudd. You're listening to Dr. Rock on 99.1 FM, Yarra Valley FM, that is, and you're loving it.
Dr. Rock spinning all the hits here this evening on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And this musical special tribute to JFK.
As I look to the future, that our chances for security, our chances for peace, are better than they've been in the past. And the reason is because we're stronger. And with that strength is a determination to not only maintain the peace, but also the vital interests of the United States. To that great cause, Texas and the United States are committed.
Hope you got your things together.
Where were you the day JFK was assassinated? You'd have to be in your 70s to be able to answer that question, but we're going to explore that day 60 years ago through some of the songs written in the days and years following, reflecting a shocked world that changed forever.
Shot to death.
on the 22nd of November 1963, the Beatles released their second album. The Beach Boys played to a record-breaking crowd in Marysville, California, and Elvis Presley wept with his pal Anne Margaret as they watched the shocking news on television about President John F. Kennedy's assassination. Before that day, rock and roll was still in its happy-go-lucky infancy, and after that fateful convertible ride through Dallas, the 60s became the 60s, and a fast-maturing rock and roll would help guide the cultural and political shift waged by a generation that began to question the ways of the world. As we recognise the 60th anniversary of the day JFK was shot, here's our musical tribute to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States of America, who was assassinated at the age of 46, 60 years ago this week.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?" When, after all, it was you and me.
I have chosen this time and place to discuss a topic on which ignorance too often abounds, the truth too rarely perceived. And that is the most important topic on earth, peace. What kind of a peace do I mean, and what kind of a peace do we seek? Not a Pax Americana, enforced on the world by American weapons of war. Not the peace of the grave, or the security of the slave. I am talking about genuine peace, the kind of peace that makes life on earth worth living, the kind that enables men and nations to grow and to hope and build a better life for their children. Not merely peace for Americans, but peace for all men and women. Not merely peace in our time, peace in all time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You'll excuse the fact that I'm out of breath, but about 10 or 15 minutes ago, a tragic thing, from all indications at this point, has happened in the city of Dallas. Here's a piece of copy that was rushed to me and was torn off from the United Press. President Kennedy has been shot in Dallas.
Along with Governor Connally of Texas, they've been taken to Parkland Hospital there, where their condition is as yet unknown.
And just now, we've received reports here at Parkland that Governor Connally was shot in the upper left chest. And the first unconfirmed reports say the president was hit in the head. That's an unconfirmed report that the president was hit in the head.
Police began chasing an unknown gunman across a railroad track.
The president's car was some 50 feet, so we heard the first shot. And then as the car got directly in front of us, well, a gunshot from the top of the hill hit the president inside the side of the temple.
Where did the shots come from?
The shot came from the hill.
From the hill?
Yes.
Excuse me just a moment, John. There was just word from the hospital that they have dispatched a call for a neurosurgeon.
All we can do now is pray for him, and it's about all we can do.
President's wife, Jackie Kennedy, was not hurt. She walked into the hospital.
A priest has been ordered. Emergency supplies of blood also being rushed to the hospital.
Just a moment. We have a bulletin coming in. We now switch you directly to Parkland Hospital and KBOX News Director Phil Hampton.
Two priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead.
Just two priests announced it.
Yes. But it's not the truth, is it?
The flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Well, we just can't see why anybody would want to shoot Mr. Kennedy for all the things he's done for us and tried to keep us from getting into war and everything.
It's a simple matter, Tom, of a bullet right through the head.
state that it did come from about the fifth or fourth floor of that building. We're checking it out now. 10:14, 1:12. We found empty rifle holes, and it looked like the men had been there for some time.
Police made a systematic search of the building. They found no weapon.
We just got the word Lyndon B. Johnson has been sworn in as the President of the United States just prior to a takeoff to return to Washington.
Behind the casket is Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. They are helping her down. Now, new President Lyndon Baines Johnson.
We have suffered a loss that cannot be waived.
At Bethesda Naval Hospital, the autopsy team has completed work. Now, the body of the slain president and his widow are at last brought home to the White House.
Who do you think would do something like this?
It couldn't be communists, I think.
Probably some segregationist crackpot or something. Just, they had it all planned out, and I really believe that his blood will be on their hands.
Well, I know whoever catches him, they deserve the worst.
Here's the suspect. Will you roll it, please?
People have given me a hearing without legal representation or anything.
Did you shoot the president?
I didn't shoot anybody.
I emphatically deny these charges.
This is 24-year-old Lee H. Oswald. He answers the description of a young man sighted at the book depository building.
Police chased Oswald into a movie theater. Police said he fired at them, killing patrolman J.D. Tippett. A rifle was found in a building where he worked.
Police refuse to say whether they have any fingerprints from that weapon as yet. The man obviously was an excellent shot or very lucky in that witnesses said 3 shots were fired. At least 2 of them found their marks.
Now, at the Capitol Rotunda, there will be 3 short speeches before the public is allowed to start viewing the body.
Chief, do you have any concern for the safety of your prisoner?
No, but because necessary precautions will be taken, of course.
Is there any doubt in your mind, Chief, that Oswald is the man who killed the president?
I think this is the man who killed the president.
I'm just a patsy, President.
So great is the crush outside the Capitol that people who have not been in line can't possibly.
We are now switching to Dallas, where they are about to move Lee Oswald and where there's a scuffle. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who Dallas police say killed President Kennedy, himself is dead. The man Dallas police seized at the scene and are holding has been identified as Jack Ruby. He is being held by the Dallas police. Now back to Washington.
State of Texas for that awful tragedy that happened on November 22. Don't blame her for the cruel death of John F. Kennedy, for Texas is no more to blame, no more to blame than you. Don't blame her for the bloodstained dress that our First Lady wore. Don't blame her for the rose bouquet forgotten on the floor. Don't blame her for the cloudy sky the sun could not shine through. Don't blame the state of Texas, and Texas won't blame you. State of Texas for the grave in Arlington. Don't blame her for the grief the whole world knew. Don't blame her for the wicked thing that someone else has done. For Texas is no more to blame, no more to blame than you. Don't blame her for
the flame that glows to mark his resting place. Don't blame her for the one last kiss, that final fond embrace. Don't blame her for the sour note, the nervous bugler blue. Don't blame the state of Texas, and Texas won't blame you.
When Kennedy was assassinated, Otis Spann was working as a session pianist for blues label Chess Records and performing full-time with Muddy Waters. In his memorial, he laments, "The only man I ever loved in my life was my President Kennedy."
You know, it was a sad day in Texas when my president passed away. Sad day in Texas when my president passed away. He didn't get a chance to talk. He, you know, he was on his way. No, he left home happy. No, the man, he looks so gay. No, he left home happy. No, my president looks so gay. When a decent arresting person put my president away.
Here's a track from The Byrds, "He Was a Friend of Mine." In late 1963, The Byrds' lead guitarist Roger McGuinn rewrote this traditional folk song as a eulogy to the fallen leader, JFK. While the line from a sixth-floor window, "A gunner shot him down," suggested that Lee Harvey Oswald was a lone assassin, bandmate David Crosby had another opinion. And just before the band The Byrds performed this at the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, Crosby told the audience, He was not killed by one man. He was shot from a number of different directions by different guns. The story has been suppressed. Witnesses have been killed. And this is your country. The Dream Academy, Life in a Northern Town, a tribute to songwriter Nick Drake. This song looks back warmly on the winter of 1963, when it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
Okay. station. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight.
The next track is Lou Reed, The Day John Kennedy Died. In life, Lou Reed was known to have an obsession with death, a topic that came up frequently in his work, and in this rare track from 1982, he recalls his memory of the day Kennedy died. A student at Syracuse University at the time, the song describes being in a bar watching football on television when an announcer broke in and announced the tragedy. Afterward, Reed continues, a stunned crowd gathered in the street outside the bar.
I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed I replaced ignorance, stupidity, and hate. I dreamed the perfect union and a perfect law undenied. Of all I dreamed, I forgot the day John Kennedy died. I dreamed that I could do the job that others hadn't done. I dreamed that I was uncorrupt and fair to everyone. I dreamed I wasn't gross or base, a criminal on the take. And most of all I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. Remember where I was that day? I was upstate in a bar. The team from the university was playing football on TV. Then the screen went dead and the announcer said, "There's been a tragedy. Unconfirmed reports the president's been shot and he may be dead or dying." Talking stopped, someone shouted what? I ran out to the street. People were gathered everywhere saying, "Did you hear what they said on TV?" And then a guy in a Porsche with his radio hit his horn and told us the news. He says the president's dead. He was shot twice in the head in Dallas, and they don't know by whom. I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed that I was young and smart, and it was not a waste.
I dreamed that there was a point to life and to the human race. I dreamed that I could somehow comprehend that someone shot him in the face.
John F. Kennedy, whose Civil Rights Act was passed after his death, was viewed favourably by the African-American community despite his privileged white background, and as a result, numerous blues and gospel songs were written in tribute after his death, including A Man Amongst Men by Big Joe Williams.
I was a man to see President Kennedy when he rode down his town. I saw that mean old snapper when he carried the president down. There'll be a man just like President Kennedy was. He's a man amongst men. Travel four corners of the world. Sad word, say boy. Too sad, thank you, boy. Best president we ever had.
President Kennedy gave his life by Mary Ross.
You know the Bible tells us we're going to reap just what we sow. After we leave this old world, we got to face Bible God, you know. President Kennedy gave his life, gave his life. Yes, he did. President Kennedy gave his life for his country, children and wives. When President Kennedy was shot down, oh, how the nation did moan. But I believe that somewhere in glory that he's living on. President Kennedy gave his life, gave his life. Yes, he did. President Kennedy gave his life for his country, children and wife. God chose President Kennedy. He put a message in his heart and in his hand. God gave him the message to pass on to the people of his land. Oh, President Kennedy gave his life, gave his life. God, no, he did. President Kennedy gave his life for his country, children and wives. Man born of a woman, there's hardships and woe. There's only one way to be born, but it's so many ways to go. Whoa, President Kennedy gave his life, gave his life. I know he did. President Kennedy gave his life for his country, children and wives. Jesus died on Calvary cross with nails in the palm of his hand. The president died with a bullet in his head. That was me, bad man. I know the President Kennedy, he gave his life, gave his life. And you know he did. it. President Kennedy gave his life for his country, his children and wife.
I Want to Know Why by James and Fanny Brewer.
John F. Kennedy was our president. We all loved him, yes we did. I want to know why, I want to know why, I want to know why. They assassinated his body in the southern land, but we know never can. I want to know why, I want to know why, I want to know why.
For the Nation, John Lee Grandison.
I'm gonna tell you about a man who made the nation rock. Yes, I'm gonna tell you about a man who made the nation rock. He was a man for the nation. Yes, he really did his part. He was a man who called the nation, and his work was 100%. Yes, he's working for the nation, and it was 100%. And when the people heard about what happened, they were sad about the way he went.
The 22nd Day of November by Bill Jackson.
On the 22nd of November in 1963, in the old city of Dallas, down Texas way, it was on that day our president was slain. Now wasn't it sad, sad when it our prison was slain? Now it was on a Friday, just 1 o'clock. Oh, the president and his party rode down Mockingbird Lane, and his dear wife sat beside him, all dressed in pink. They were on their way to the trademark when three rifle shots rang out. They rushed him to the hospital, but the doctors couldn't do no good. And when they said that the president was passed, tears began to fall. That wasn't sad, sad when our beloved president was slain.
Johnny Young, I Tried Not to Cry.
Try, the tears keep on coming on down. I tried not to cry, but the tears keep on flowing on down. Our president is dead and gone, and the people can't be satisfied. He travel around the world preaching things he wants you to hear. He travel around the world, man, preaching things he wants you to hear. His life story, and I want everybody in Chicago to hear. We weep, we cry, we say things all night long. We weep, then we cry. Although we know we was making a mistake, because the president was dead and gone. For the rich, and he was sure for the poor. He was for the rich, and he was sure was for the poor. But you know, he won't come back no more. I want everybody to listen. This is what I would have to do. I want everybody to listen. Lord, he brought tears from my eyes. What a young man dead and gone, and the world can't be satisfied. Lord have mercy.
Fanny Brewer when we got the message.
John F. Kennedy was our president, whom we dearly loved. He was assassinated in the South, Southern land below. President, President, how we loved him so. And we'll often know how he had to go. He traveled over land and sea, traveled there for you and me. Traveled through the country, shaking every man's hand. President, President, how we loved him so. And we want to know how come he'd go. He was down in southern Texas on a mission there, riding in his motor cave when they shot him down. Oh, how my heart did bleed and my eyes were full of tears got the message that a president was dead. He left a darling wife, a little girl he called Caroline. Yes, he had a little boy that he would call John John. Oh, how my heart did cry the day she stood beside, when she lit the burning flame to let us know he's alive. It was in southern Texas, had a mission there, riding along in his motorcade when they shot him down. Oh, how my heart did bleed and my eyes were full of tears when we got the message that our president was dead.
And Why Did He Have to Go? By James Brewer.
Well, he's gone.
gone, he's gone, but his wake must go on. President Kennedy, man, we all know he gone. President Kennedy, man, we all know he gone. Well, he left his country, what are we gonna do? I remember when he first took the seat. I remember when he first took the seat. Where jobs began to open up, work turned out so neat.